All right, we are back here at Cowboys training camp in San Antonio. We will get back to those important messages for you in just a bit here, as well as more on that which we were doing. But first, it is time for wireless fun down on the field. Now that practice is about to disband, the leering press is all ganged up out there. We're looking for girls down on the field. I believe we found one on the webcam right now already.
We did?
Yes. Look to your left at the one in the black and the white shorts walking out on the field there. You see her? Look. Take a right. Look right. Look ahead.
The one straight ahead, right?
Yes, straight ahead. At about the 38-yard line there, three black guys just walked right by her. You see her?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I see her.
Okay, the Cobra, that's who this is. He's down there with the wireless microphone.
Okay.
Ready to interview people here.
Let's see here. Excuse me, madam. Who are you with?
Oh, I'm with Joe Hickman.
Who's Joe Hickman?
He works for the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Are you his lady?
Yes.
Wife?
Yes.
Okay, we probably shouldn't talk to you. Probably be some sort of error or some sort of trouble we would get into. Are you recording something?
Oh, no. I was just taking a picture of my kids getting autographs.
Oh, okay. The kids are here. Okay, we're with the ticket back in Dallas. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to send a shout-out?
Would you like to say anything to your friends back at home? Maybe nothing? Book club? Wine club?
No, thank you.
Okay. God bless. Way to go.
Nice try.
Way to go, Mike.
Hey, it was a nice try.
You freaking blew it.
You would have missed her altogether.
You blew it.
At least we got that.
You blew it again.
At least we got that.
Yeah, we did.
All right, find girls.
No. I'm here to talk to players. I'm here to talk football.
Find girls. Oh, gosh. This is no time for football.
So you didn't like Stephen McGee?
That was all right. It's the season of the ticket. There's Miles.
Thank you, Mike. I'm familiar with Miles. He was dragged away to meet a couple
somebody.
Other people. Yeah, and he's getting a picture taken. The PR staff grabbed him and said, "Hey, Miles, come over here."
Hey, Miles.
Miles, you have like 30 minutes.
30 minutes for what?
Just sit around and talk.
Not right now, but I'm sure eventually I'll have 30 minutes sometime.
Well, where are you going right now?
I got to get changed. Got to work on the playbook. Studying.
Oh, you do? Are you going to shower?
I got to shower. You know that.
Is it going to the
range? Hot. There he went.
30 minutes. You got an hour?
There he went.
Find Tyson Poots.
What number is he?
84. In white.
Okay, you got to look too. Oh, he's out there doing... See, a lot of the players are not finished with practice yet. They are...
Okay.
He's
doing extra work.
You see these guys out here? There's more, it seems like, that are doing work right now that actually
aren't. You just walked by Jose Acuña. He would have been fascinating because he appears to be a Hispano. You don't see that in the NFL much.
Jose Acuña?
Yeah.
That sounds offensive.
No, it's a common Latin name.
There's a huge throng of people talking, and we're trying to figure out exactly who they're talking to right now. It looks to be Sean Lee.
Really?
Yes. Let's see if
What's
we can
he ever
get...
done to get a huge throng around him?
I don't know, but Gina Miller's in here. Let's see.
Learn the defense as a whole concept, which is not easy right now, especially because we haven't had OTAs.
When you've got talented guys inside, like a Jay Ratliff, just for example, can you talk about how much that can...
Just wait, I have a question.
You know, when you have all these talented guys, you got Jay, you got Spence, you got DeMarcus, you have all these guys who can play, and then you got guys like Vic Butler, who's a great player too. You put them in, that's going to be a lot of problems.
How many push-ups after each drop in effect from it?
We'll let David Moore get his question in.
Today. Mm-hmm. But I worked on my hands all summer. Apparently, it didn't do anything.
How many push-ups can he do?
Yeah, naked.
Rob, what's the best way to describe the way he teaches and coaches?
I mean, that's why I think we're picking it up so fast. How he just the meetings. It's not nervous. There's no nervousness. It's just him. He's a great guy with a great personality. He's instilling confidence in us.
Yeah.
And so you're going into the meeting excited to learn, having fun, knowing that if you make a mistake, guess what? We're going to learn from it and get better from it.
I'm next.
Boring. Well, there's a lot of different packages, and I'm trying to, you know, learn most of positions at once. So I'm going into the season a little bit more confident, knowing what role I have compared to last year. I didn't necessarily know what my role was. A lot of that was because I was injured all the camp.
What is your relationship with Bruce Lee?
I think he was my grandfather.
Oh, he was? That tight?
No, I think we have a little bit. I'm fairly
Did
quick.
Did you inherit Kung Fu?
Now, you don't look as Japanese as he does, but do you have the fighting skills of your grandfather?
No, not at all. If I got in a fight, I'd probably get beat up pretty good.
Do you like sushi? What?
No, I don't know. But Bruce Lee's, I would love to have his quickness on the field, I'll tell you that much.
Your favorite movie?
Of his? Oh, what's the big one? What?
Enter the Dragon?
Enter the Dragon. That's the only one I've really seen.
I recommend Fists of Fury.
Fists of Fury?
Yes.
What's that? That's what? From the 60s? That's pretty
old. 70s. They're all from the 70s, yeah.
Does he like Train?
But he passed away early in the 70s, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, unfortunately, Sean. You should know that. All right, there we go. Sean Lee.
Bruce Lee. Awesome.
Yeah.
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 So,
yeah.
Is that it?
No, it's not it.
Oh.
Help me out. 58.
Mike Hegman.
White or blue?
Blue, yeah, it's Mike Hegman.
That is
He's
Ori,
back.
That is Ori Lemon.
Oh, I love Ori Lemon.
Oops. Sounds like a cookie.
Oriental Women.
No, Ori Lemon.
All right, I'm going to
ask him if
Ori.
His name is Oriental Women. Hey, Oriental Women.
Hey, Ori, you got a second?
Yeah, I got a second.
All right, cool. Now,
mean.
Ori is a undrafted rookie free agent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you also, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm kind of a college football dork, did you lead the Big 12 in tackles last year?
Solo tackles.
Solo tackles? Look at that. Who's impressed now? Huh?
Nobody.
America?
Nobody.
We're doing a show live here
nobody
from
gives one
from
damn
Dallas.
About that.
Now,
one damn.
Ori, what's your full name?
Ori C. Lemon. Senior.
Oriental Women?
Ori C. Lemon.
Oh, how do you spell that?
O-R-I-E. My middle name is just a C. Last name Lemon. L-E-M-O-N.
What does a C
What happened? Where did that come from?
Family name, friends and family.
What does a C stand
for? Stick with the whole time.
It's
so,
just a C.
When my dad's best friend passed, he named me after his best friend's Ori.
Okay. Well, that's very nice. That's very nice. Now, are you going to continue the legacy if you have a child? Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have one. His name is Ori.
You named him. It was a give-up name then, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, when did you have the kid?
He was born when I was 20, 2007. He's 3 years old now.
Now, Ori, I don't want to get on you now. Why didn't you practice safer sex as a young man?
Why didn't I what?
Practice safer sex as a young man. You weren't trying to have a kid at 20.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something else. I mean,
what'd you think I was saying?
Oh, no. I thought you were trying to tell me I had something. I mean, I did, but I mean, he's here.
No,
now.
You didn't.
I have no, well, I did, but I have no regrets now. You're here now.
Oh, he's a great kid and everything.
Yes, sir. He's great. He's very great.
So what are you 23?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, are you married?
No, sir.
Uh-oh, you got the kid, or does the lady got the kid?
We both have him.
Share him?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is he looking forward to knocking boots in Dallas when he makes the team?
Mile break.
Oh, he was down here yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's cool. Now, is it legal as a rookie, as an undrafted rookie, to bring women down here?
I don't think so. I mean, they can't be in our rooms, but, I mean, she's just... I don't have women. I have a girlfriend. Women is plural, so I
you got a woman.
One man. Yeah, one man.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Now, is Dan Bailey, is he...
hey, what's up?
Obviously, he was your teammate last time, or last year in college. Are any of the Oklahoma State guys on the team?
Dez Bryant.
Oh, Dez. Yeah, I forgot about Dez.
Dummy.
So, you played
you
with Dez.
Dez?
Oh, yes, sir.
It was Dez a good guy in college?
Yeah, he was a great kid. Young,
pretty cocky?
But great. Nah, he wasn't cocky at all. He just loved a game of football.
He was younger than you?
Yes, sir, he still is.
What? Well, yeah,
he always will be.
Will he be younger than you next year, I guess?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Ori, good luck with everything. And
your
it's
bottom.
Been a pleasure talking to you. And by the way, I fully expect this guy to make the team. Fully do. He was a badass in college, right?
Yes, sir, I will make it. I'll give my all for it.
Okay. Boomer Sooner.
Gotcha. What?
What?
The things we learn in training camp, Mike.
Oh, so
the
fun.
Things we learn in training camp. John Phillips.
Oh, is he around?
Yes. Okay.
The composer.
Welcome to
Not Rich Phillips.
He's signing for children right now.
Well, there's Dez over there.
Where's?
Behind you. All right, look at 2 o'clock.
Oh, with a bunch of people?
Yeah, he's got a gaggle around
okay,
him.
You just made me miss John Phillips.
All right, well, he's right in front of you still.
And now Babe's talking to him. You know what, Mike? God. I've had it with you.
Corby.
You have ruined training
Corby,
camp again.
Go in there and bust
ruin
up Babe's
your...
scene.
Go in there.
You can bust up Babe's scene. I mean, who's he?
That's Mike's, by the way, is go in there.
Go in there.
Here goes Dez. No. What are you going to do? Dirty. Dez is. Dez is trying to get a football. Okay, let me go talk.
You're
to
letting
Dez.
Jason Posey ass walk right by you.
Jason Posey ass.
Yeah, Posey ass.
Who's number four?
I'm
a white.
John Saxon.
Zach Eskridge.
Who?
Zach Eskridge. He is a quarterback.
From Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. Ask him about that. What he made the conversion from Saved by the Bell to football.
Ask him what Screech is really like.
Hey, Zach. Are you letting Dez push you around, Zach?
No. Just messing around with me.
Now, where do we know your fine work from? Where'd you go to college?
I went to Midwestern State University. It's up in
Wichita Falls.
We used to. That's where the Cowboys used to have training camp in Wichita Falls. You realize that?
That was in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, it was. How old were you in the 90s? In like 95.
In the Midwest.
I was seven.
Seven. Where'd you live at the time?
In Rowlett, Rockwall, Texas, with my family.
Really? So your family's still there in Rockwall?
Yeah. Well, it's actually Rowlett, but it's just like. It's one of those things, you live on this side of the road, you go to Rockwall High School, on this side you go to Rowlett High School, and I happen to be on the side that goes to Rockwall, even though we live in Rowlett.
Ask him if he knows who you are.
Have you heard of the Ticket before?
Yeah.
You have heard of the Ticket?
Yeah.
You ever listen to it?
Sometimes. I like to listen to kind of like the parodies that they do. They're pretty funny.
Parodies.
Yeah, we're with the Ticket. We're broadcasting live. We do the afternoon show.
Okay.
My name's Corby. Mike Reiner is up there, like where those yellow signs are up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what brings you here? What are you up to?
They invited me to training camp, so I'm here. Just trying to get better and make the team.
Okay, so what are the prospects of that?
Prospects are just...
Who do you have right in front of you? Who do you got to beat out?
I got Steve McGee right in front of me.
Good luck.
So, I mean, I just got to come in and, you know the plays, know the playbook, don't make mistakes, and, you know, and try to go out and have a good day every day. So
have you ever heard of arena football?
Back to Midwestern. When we trained there, there were two bars. Toby's. Is Toby still there?
Toby's is still there, yeah.
And then there was some cheese douche bar, like, that had like six different rooms where you danced and you put people in cages and stuff. And matter of fact, it was like,
Old Town?
Yeah, I think so. Matter of fact, Coach Campo, he was head coach back in the day, and one time we all went there as the media, and there he is, ripped out of his gourd, in a cage, dancing with a couple of 20-year-old chicks.
That sounds about right.
You need to ask him about that. Go, look, dude, I went to Midwestern. Used to cut a rug out there.
I stayed out of the cages. I kept it pretty low-key there. But I know the place you're talking about, and yeah, there's been plenty of people in those cages before.
So awful. All right, well, good luck.
With your
quarterbacking and everything, and you want to give a shout out to anybody in Rowlett?
Shout out in Rowlett. My boys Corey Norris, Jeff Montoni, Ryan Holman, Matt McDay, Jay Lynn, even though he's not he's in Mexico right now. AJ, all my friends, they're all supporting me. They might even be listening right now.
Fabulous. Good luck. There he is.
There he goes. Did he just fart?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was a fart.
Yeah. You got 2 minutes.
Any good media times down there?
Any
no,
hot bitches?
I'm interested.
Who's
to talk
on the pink that you just walked by?
She runs the PR department for the Cowboys.
Ask her if you can smell her hair.
Yeah.
And not the long ones. You know, like the ones on her arms.
I know.
I liked it.
I know.
What's up?
Okay, there's some girl in the media she has like a Cowboys star on her mic flag. Does that mean she works for the...
Yeah, she probably works for the Silver Star Network.
For the Golden Shower
Network.
Their
made-up media company.
Yeah, the Silver Star Network.
Basically, they air priest... Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
He said it, not me.
I did not say anything. I did not.
Check the documentary tape.
You're a jerk.
Check the carts.
All right, see if we can talk to John Phillips.
All right.
Now, is that the one... Is John the one that
the one that what?
That
he is.
That slept
is.
With Mackenzie Phillips?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Oh my God, you're going there?
Dude.
What's up?
What's up?
All right.
I taught myself how to walk one day. And I showed him how I could walk and we went from there.
Hang on, I'm building up courage.
You're doing great.
It's a collective decision. You don't need to wear one.
Is that psychological as well, too?
that some players talk about wanting it to have that. I feel comfortable and others go, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. I don't want to mess
up. Some people could. I feel great with it. Me feels fine, so it's good to go. If it becomes the point where I have to put one on, swells up or hurts, I mean, they can make me one, but I don't feel like I need that.
They've got no swelling in it so far in this camp? No.
Mm-hmm.
John, if you ever had a daughter, would you have the stones to name her Mackenzie?
Mackenzie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to leave that up to my wife. She'll probably be making the name calling.
Let me just offer this up. Don't do it. Do not tempt fate, okay? Now, I want you to go home on the internet tonight and type in John Phillips and Mackenzie Phillips and see what pops up.
Really?
I'm helping you. As a fellow human being and a father, I'm helping you down the road.
I'll check okay? it out. I appreciate it.
Okay, now tomorrow I'm going to come back and ask you about it, okay? Mackenzie and John, okay?
I'll look it up.
Okay, buddy. Good luck with your internet.
Bottom.
Poor.
Bottom.
Well, I'm getting a lot of laughter from the media down there.
Because they know who he is.
They thought that was funny?
Yeah, oh yeah. All right, do you think he'll do that?
No, he won't remember it. He just forgot who you were.
No, I think he'll do it.
I don't think he will.
He forgot that interaction ever even happened.
You need to
he did not.
Confuse him with too. John Philip Sousa tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just every day, something different.
And ask him about the Stars and Stripes forever.
And ask him about what it was like when he realized he had invented a kick-ass new screwdriver. You know.
Okay. These all sound like great ideas. I look forward to working tomorrow.
Where's Tyson Poots?
He wasn't there.
Poots.
He wasn't there. Uh-oh. Hang on.
Oh, dear.
Let me help. Someone threw their football down, I guess, for me to sign. And oh, Jason Witten. I can see how that could get confusing with he and I walking in the same celebrity tunnel together. Okay, we're done.
That was great.
Thanks, man. I really tried today.
You thought it was that great, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you shut up? Not you, sir. Oh, God.
All right, I want to hear the rest of Mike's letter.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's 5:43 here on The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Hi, I'm James.